confident of your care and helped by the Holy Spirit, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. God of the church, we praise you for sowing the good seed of the gospel throughout the world. And we mourn that at this time, many Christians cannot assemble to nurture one another for growth in their faith. Tend your people, support bishops, pastors, deacons, and lay readers. Give us strength through your word. Lead seminaries to plan appropriately for the fall semester. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of all space and time, your whole creation groans in labor pains, awaiting the gift of new birth. Renew the earth, sky, and sea, so that all your creation experiences freedom from the bondage of decay. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of the nations, we praise you for the good that has been given to us in this country, and we mourn that many who are poor and trampled upon. Lead us to form communities in which all people are equal and where disputes are settled without violence. Save us from preserving a past that has been harmful to many. Bring an end to warfare around the world and mend the torn fabric of humankind with your truth and mercy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of hope, you accompany those who suffer and are near to the brokenhearted. Open our hearts to your children who are lonely and abandoned, who feel trapped by despair, and all who suffer with illness or injury in any way. We remember especially Eddie, Elaine, Susie, Marianne, Ruth, David, Danelda, Lynette, and all those we name in the stillness of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of the seasons, in the midst of summer, give us refreshment, renewal, and new opportunities. We pray for all who travel and those who staycation at home. We pray for those who cannot take the rest that they need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of life, those who have died in you shine like the sun in your endless kingdom. We remember with thanksgiving the saints of all times and places and saints close to us. Gather with them on the day of salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
In the certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. Please share a sign of peace with each other, be it in person or by a phone call or even on Facebook. Let us pray the thanksgiving for the word. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need, awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end bring all the world to your feast through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Our sending hymn this morning is For the Fruit of All Creation, and that is found in the ELW on page 679. May peace be with you this week.